When men face life challenges and see a need for help, they're not sure how to go about it. That's what Men's Table has found in their Mental Health Commissioned report, From Couch to Community. Their in-depth interviews have revealed there are important subtleties at play on the pathway to help. David Poynton from Men's Table joins me now to discuss. Hi, David.
G'day, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. You doing all right?
Yeah, going well, thank you.
Excellent. So from what I understand, your study has found there's more to it than simply men struggle to speak up and seek help. Is that right?
Yeah, well, that's the myth, and I guess it's, you know, pretty widely used. Oh, men don't talk, you know, men are crap at talking. It's true at one level. You know, men can be reluctant to get stuff off their chest, you know, talk about what's really going on. Talk about their feelings. So there is that in play. And I guess what we found is that whilst that's the case, if you give a man the right circumstances, he's very willing and keen to get stuff out and have a real chat.
What are those circumstances? What makes it easier? What opportunities make it easier for men to talk?
Certainly men talking with men is a one part. I mean, a lot of men have, you know, a trusted, confident, often their wife or partner. So their female ally in life. A lot of women tell us, you know, they are their men's emotional everything. But outside of that, men don't have often a place to talk with other men where it's comfortable and acceptable to go beyond the footy and shit.
Mm.
So, you know, a lot of blokes have got mates, but they haven't set it up where they can actually say what's really going on. So we've found by having a peer group environment, a men's table, for example, where that's what you do. It's like, you know, we don't just talk about footy and stuff here. We're actually going to have the real conversation. Men accept that invitation. They go, oh, good, it's actually a place where I can get beyond that superficial banter.
What is Men's Table?
Well, it's groups of about a dozen men. It's the same men who meet once a month over dinner and a drink, normally in a private room of a pub or a restaurant. And to talk about the highs and lows of their lives, what's really going on. And it's set up with a simple structure. So the first table has been going 11 years. And from that, we learned, you know, just a few things like we were starting to discuss here. What does it take to create an environment where men can feel safe and where there's a real invitation to say what's happening for them? And so we've been able to expand that from that first table. And we've now got 52 tables around Australia.
But none in South Australia yet. So you'd love to see some changes over here.
Yes, absolutely. I grew up in Adelaide. I've been living in Sydney for 25 years or so. But we'd love to see some tables getting going in South Australia and in your area, in Murray Bridge, the Flurio and the Hills.
How can people go about doing that?
Well, it just takes one or two men from a local area to say, yeah, this is something I'd like to do. And then we've learned how to support them to get a table going. It's you know, a man that doesn't need any special skills, just needs an interest in it. And we find that a group of ultimately about three or four local men who may not even know each other, but who come together through, you know, being involved with the men's table, can actually bring some great diversity. And that's a key part also of what makes a men's table feel like a safe place is it's actually not a group of mates. It's guys who don't maybe know each other that well. And that can be another part of feeling more comfortable because you know that it's not going to get back to each other's wives or families or whatever.
Yep.
And that confidentiality is another key part of you know, how a table works, by the way.
That makes sense. That's great. So if people are really interested in starting something up, what's the best step for them?
Have a look at the website. It's themenstable.org. And for all the new men coming to check us out, we ask them to do an entree, which is like a info night, and they're available online for 90 minutes. And from that, men have got a pretty good feel for how it works, and then they can decide whether that's something they'd like to take forward. And if it is, then we help them to get a local group going.
Excellent. Because to me, it's quite obvious that talking and having an outlet for your problems can be really beneficial. But from what you understand and the research you've conducted and the results you've seen, what kind of outcomes do you have when people do really open up?
Well, the research shows that men who don't have open communication and abilities to share feelings it has as much impact on their health as smoking and obesity.
Yikes.
So there's a massive physical impact on your health and your mental well-being if you are holding all your stuff in and you don't have a place to really get it out. And that's the good and the bad. I mean, there's a real value in sharing the joys and the highs of our lives as well. But for a lot of blokes, even though on the surface, it's normal, straight-up guys doing their jobs, looking after their families, but they often don't have those places to be able to say, you know what, this is going on. And getting that stuff out has huge health benefits as well as, mental health benefits.
Absolutely. And, it shouldn't really affect your masculinity or if you have beliefs about stoicism being a good way to approach life. You can also show, there can be a bit of nuance. There can be some emotion and a bit of light and shade in your life. It doesn't all have to be like holding it in, bottling it in, right?
Well, that's right. The other thing about it, of course, is, men at a table, they're there for themselves, the opportunity to share and offload. But primarily, they're also there to be listeners and supporters of the other men. And that can be a great sense of purpose and, giving to others. And I think that's one of the other challenges is, whilst a lot of blokes feel like, oh, I better not share anything, they sort of actually, maybe forgotten or not paid attention that sharing is a great gift to others because it helps them as well. It enables the other guy to also walk through the door and open up in return. So it's a two-way street at a men's table and really like all healthy community, it's give and take. People need to get their own needs met, but there's a real value in being a contributor and a supporter of others around us as well.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a great initiative and one that's growing. Thanks for your time today, David Poynton.
Thanks, Jenny. Great to chat with you.